Okay, today is July 4th, 2016, and this is a new moon session. And for me, this is Independence Day, but it's true Independence Day. So I feel so honored and so blessed to be doing this session while fireworks are going on around me, because I honestly and truly really feel like the true fireworks are going on inside. And so I'm grateful for you ladies who just shared. I won't use your names unless you're free to come on and talk. But because what just happened is we made a connection, and that's part of the beauty of these sessions is we do the work, we do the clearing, we do connections where we need to make connections, we remove blocks where we need to remove blocks. But basically it's about bringing things up into our awareness and all of us collectively energizing it together. And I can't think of a better way to spend Independence Day. So, because it's self-Independence Day. For me, it's not about countries, it's not about borders, it's not about anything out there. It's about each one of us being independently ourselves. So, anybody want to state their intentions while you're on the recording now?
This is Angela.
Hello.
Oh, sorry.
Angela, you want to go first?
Sure. The past couple of months, I really felt kind of like a trial by fire. And it feels like with this new moon, it really is an opportunity to just start with clean slate, like just letting go of all the garbage and baggage and what could have been or what I thought should have been or how I was expecting things to go. Just letting go of all that and starting fresh.
Nice. Anybody else? Thank you, Angela.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Chris, hi, Chris. Yay, I can hear you really well.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm good, good, good. I'm happy to be on the call with you.
Yay.
Yay.
Do you have an intention you want to say, or you just want to say hi?
I do, and my intention was that I want everyone to let go and release all things that are not in alignment with the highest divine soul purpose, and intend to align with infinite wealth, abundance, health, and all levels.
Nice. Thank you. I take it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anybody else?
Yeah, my intention is to have clarity of vision and to live purpose, my purpose, sharing my gifts and self as the universe and God will.
Yay.
Sounds good for me.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Hi, Debbie. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
For the group intention, for whoever would like, I got something about the sleeping cycle and getting a new set point to do whatever that means for everyone, a new set point in the sleep cycle. And then the area of the heart region, something about utility and spring and movement and also pause and release and a moment. And let me see. And for me, it's kind of sporadic in different parts. So it's like things that are in tandem. So the tandemness, just to look at it, because I'm not sure how things might be playing out in tandem, or maybe I see things, but maybe it's not in the flow that it needs to be. And then something about the number 26, dealing with energetics, the eighth house and the vibration of time and all of environment from section two from Body Talk. Bugs, I was noticing bugs, and I guess again. And then spirit, my spirit like wanting to have like a saying for itself, so combining life and spirit, and then having excellent speech for myself and for others.
Nice. What does that mean, excellent speech for yourself and others?
So sometimes, you know, I could have more negative languaging.
Ah, that's perfect. Okay.
So the language, to have excellent language is like you can catch yourself when you're starting to go down a certain path and reframe it, restructure it, modify it, whatever it needs to be for that. Or maybe in excellent speech, you might need to say things to people that you're putting off. So still having excellent speech when you do it.
Nice.
And the last thing is for the
Hold on 1 second.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's for the earth and something about things that are volcanic and dimensions and erupting and
oh, stuff. That's funny. Did you just say in dimensions interrupting?
Well, no, I just said dimensions and I said something else, but it does seem like interrupting, doesn't it?
Yes, that's what you said. I thought. I could have sworn I heard
it. I heard it too.
Oh.
I thought it was perfect.
That's funny.
Okay. So, there you go. That's my intention for everything and everyone.
That was great. So who came on earlier and said, I'm sorry? You're being shy now.
Oh, who came on earlier? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Carmen.
Carmen, hi.
I'm on the line too.
Welcome. Do you want to state your intentions?
I put them on. I have quite a few that I put on Facebook.
Okay.
Just the main intention is combining awareness and intention with each step I take. I've been taking some steps that are backfiring on me.
Okay.
Catch that.
Got it. Beautiful. Okay. So, anybody else? We've already begun, but anybody else?
Well, hi, this is Marla, but I don't really know what to say other than I don't know how to get to where I would like to be.
Okay. That's, the simplest way to say it.
It seems I keep trying, and I'm not getting anywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see what that means. I'm looking at your statements right now, but I think I like what you're saying right now better. So I just leave it at that, unless you want to say more.
I just want to be able to get to another. I seem stuck, and I can't make the step to move to where I'm out of the same pattern.
Got it.
I keep repeating the same pattern, and I don't know why. I just can't seem to move on.
Okay.
Yes, a lot of it is fear.
So feared.
Yeah, fear that I won't be able to. I won't be able to.
It's like your soul doesn't even want to hear that. I heard. What? Fear what?
Well, fear that I won't be able to make it on my own.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you on your own now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you making it?
Well, yeah, I'm getting by, but I'm not being who I truly am.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
I'm afraid to be who I truly am.
There you go. Do you know who you truly are?
Yes.
Cool.
I think I do.
You just told me you don't. Okay.
Well, you just made me doubt it. I mean, I'm like, well, yes, I know it on a certain level, but maybe on some level I don't, or I'm not willing to accept it or express it.
Or maybe you're not expressing it. Well, we won't get into that more, but I will say, yeah, or maybe you're not expressing it because you're trying to put it into a box and there's more. There's more.
Okay. Well, it's time for it to come out of the box, but all the people that are around me are, like, not where I'm at.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to let that sit. You let that settle in.
All right.
Anybody else? Thank you, Marla.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, now I'm just going to state my intention, and my intention is nothing short of everybody realizing who they are, the I am present in them. And I meant it when I said, to me, today is, and astrologically, you guys who don't know, I'm not an astrologer. I know a little bit about astrology. I know the personalities. I get the messages, but I'm not an astrologer. But all of the same messages that I've been getting, astrologers have been confirming. So it's like Angela said. I love what you said, Angela, where you said it's like trial by fire. And when you said that, what came to mind was a potter's kiln or a blacksmith, and how the fire transforms and transmutes something into something totally different. And that's what I'm getting for everybody today. It's like we are all desiring to live our life's purpose. And yet we are imagining our life's purpose because we're told to imagine, you know, imagine, visualize, let's imagine, let's dream our dream. But what we're not told is that's just the initiating factor. That dreaming your dream is just the beginning. And then what you do, it's a bit like picking up a dandelion fluff, making a wish and blowing it, and let it go out to the universe, let it go out to God, let it go out to your source so that it can come back to you and it can fulfill your wishes beyond your wildest dream. So that's what I meant, Marla, when I said it wasn't about making you wrong. It was about helping you realize that's what I meant. Let the wishes go out and let them come back. And what I've been hearing from astrologers, and here's another thing I needed to tell people, it's kind of like, yes, we are co-creators of our own reality, but what we don't recognize and what we don't realize is, first of all, we need to be accountable for our own actions, our own choices, our own thoughts, our own feelings. We need to own them. And yet, we need to also recognize that everyone needs to own their own feelings and their own thoughts. So while you're making all these wishes, all these other people are making all these wishes, and sometimes they clash. So there's still a bigger picture that we're not conscious of. We can't possibly be totally conscious of in our physical form. And yet, all of the information I've been receiving is saying it's essential that we embody it in our physical form. And what that means is we make our wishes known, we blow them out to the universe, we put them in the fire, we use whatever elements, all the elements, work with all the elements to, and then as I get a firecracker, boom. We use all the elements to send our wishes out into the universe so that we can realize them. And maybe I'm going to reframe that. We don't send our wishes out into the universe. We send our wishes in to the universe, in to the universe that is us, because the universe is merely reflecting what is inside of us. The cosmos is, we're all part of that. It's like, literally earlier today, I had a woman and I like turned her inside out because it was like she was too busy looking outside. So I needed to turn her out, her insides out so she could see them. And so that's part of what we're doing here, turning the insides out so we can all see them and we can kind of shake free all of the congestion and all of the plaque that has gathered in the form of old patterns and old belief systems and old ways of keeping ourselves stuck and then fighting for our right to be stuck. That's the fireworks too, the fighting. It's like we want to quit waging the war inside of ourselves and open up our hearts and our souls and our minds. And not only do we want to, it's essential because we are here in this time and space for a reason. Every time and space is unique, and yet this time and space is very pivotal in terms of new. This is every new moon seems to be getting more powerful. I'm kind of in awe since I've been called to do these of what I've been learning in this whole process. Every new moon is building upon another, and it feels like in our evolution, this new moon, like these past 3 months that have been crazy, and everybody's felt like, oh my God, is this stuff ever going to end? And it's like, I feel like I'm being thrown in a fire, or I feel like I'm being run over by a bus repeatedly, and then they back up, and then they come back, and they back up. And yet, that's like the last, that's the last vestiges of all of these old patterns. And from Leo King's astrology report, he phrased it so well. He said, the past 3 months, everybody's just been feeling frazzled, as a minimal description. And so what he said, and it makes perfect sense because it's what I've been feeling and seeing and hearing all of these times. He said, this new moon is transitioning into a gentler space. And what that means is all of this stuff that's been shaken loose and thrown all about is coming up for us to look at. And this is where we get to look at it. It's like I just felt a bad taste in my mouth, but it really is because of our judgments about it. We get to look at it, and we look at it, and it says back to us, hey, here I am again. Are you done with me yet? Can I go, please? Can I go yet? And so this is where we get to look at it, and we get to see what serves us and what no longer serves us, and we get to discern. So it's a discerning moon. It's about coming to a place of letting go of what no longer works and stepping into a newness. But here's the catch. We all want to know where that newness is. We all want to know what it looks like. We're afraid to step because we're afraid we'll make a wrong step and somehow fall off the cliff or get stuck in the quicksand. But the key is not to know the next step. That made me choke. The key is to know there is a next step, but what we need to do is make room for new. We need to shed some of our old skin, shed some of our old patterns. We need to maybe take bits and pieces of, we need to receive the gifts and blessings of the patterns and set the trauma and the stuckness and the resistance and the fighting go. We need to set ourselves free. And that's what today is all about, setting ourselves free. What I'm seeing is like this is like a tipping point. We're at the top of the mountain of the pile of all of our crap, and we're at the top of this mountain, and we get to go through it from the top instead of being at the bottom of it. We get to look at it from the top, and as we go through it and sort it out, we make room and we build a greater foundation for ourselves. Sorry, I'm laughing. All these fireworks are cracking me up. And so that's what this is all about. That's what today is all about. It's about freeing ourselves, freeing our minds, our hearts, our spirits, and integrating all of them in a way that allows something new to show up. and something new, guess what? We have no idea what something new is, because if we know what it is, it's old. It's something prepackaged in a new package, but old material. And so this is about something new. So it's about breathing freely. It's about expressing joy and gratitude in the moment. It's about going through the stuff that no longer serves us and letting it go. And it's about trusting that literally we are stepping into the other side. And the other side is a side that's more lighthearted. Doesn't mean there aren't trials and struggles. It just means that we're lighthearted, so they're not as harsh, because we're not as harsh. Because we're more accepting of where we are, not only more accepting of where we are, but eventually being grateful of where we are. We're finding the humor in the silliness of the things that we let trap us. And when we find that humor, it slides away. It just slides away because it has nothing to hook onto. So, breathe that in, everybody. I haven't muted anybody, so it's been great. If anybody feels like they want to say anything, feel free. But I have something I want to read because it's very powerful. It's an invocation that I just received today from a dear friend of mine, and it's so very powerful, and it's so very much in alignment with what's going on for us today. And this is from Patricia Coates-Robles. She's another astrologer. But she says, this is the final stage of preparation. And it is, and I'm not going to read everything. I'm just going to go to the invocation, okay? So there's an invocation that's been given to us. And I want to say it for all of us on the call tonight and for all of us intending to be on the call tonight, and for any soul, human or non-human, out there who is ready to receive this freedom I'm saying it for. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. As one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, and one energy, vibration and consciousness of pure divine love, I proceed. As I invoke this activity of light for myself, I invoke it on behalf of every person on earth in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. During this cosmic moment on my beloved planet Earth, change is easily manifesting in my life through God's divine grace and love. As each aspect of my life that needs changing now surfaces before me, that's the pile I was talking about. I love it free. And forgive myself for any perceived transgression of the laws of harmony and balance. I know I am a child of God and I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As the changes take place, I am experiencing a sense of inner calm, patience, and peace. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I am one with this infinite intelligence within me, with the intervention of my I Am presence. I am always able to make correct choices. I love myself unconditionally, and I am grateful for the opportunity to change, which I now accept with deep humility and gratitude. The divine power to sustain these changes is continually flowing through my newly balanced, immortal, victorious, threefold flame. From this moment forth, I individually and collectively choose to create a life of oneness, divine love, reverence for life, peace, prosperity, vibrant health, and all that supports my highest good. My I Am presence has taken full dominion of this activity of light, and now, as one, I affirm, I am perpetually reflecting God's divine love, wisdom, and power. I am the immaculate concept of my full divine potential as my I Am presence. I am able to transform every aspect of my life into the infinite perfection of heaven on earth. Now, as I lift up my unconsciousness, I ascend into the realms of illumined truth. I pass over the bridge to freedom, which is the highway of light that connects heaven and earth. I enter the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, which is the gift dimension, which is the fifth dimensional crystalline frequencies of solar light associated with the new earth. I am one with God. I am that I am. There's more, but I won't read it. I will read it later, and I have posted it on the New Moon Session page. But it's really calling that energy forward, calling that soul and heart's desire and union into a space of representing our true self, the I Am presence. And it's not limiting it with I am this or I am that, but it's playing in that I am this and I am that. So, coming to a space now where I see a block that needs to be removed. This block, it literally looks like a concrete block. It's a very thick concrete block. And it's pretty massive in size in terms of dimensional energy. So what we're going to do is we're going to fragment it. We're going to go in there and just break it apart. This is all of the solid, rigid attitudes and belief systems we have about the way things should be and the way that we judge the things outside of us. It's to move and open space to clear the channels within each of us so that this energy can be received. Okay, everybody breathe that in. And just so you know, I muted everybody because I was hearing a little background noise and I wanted to keep the recording clear. But feel free to hit *6 at any time if you want to unmute yourself. So this big block that really looks like concrete, it's like a meteor, like a big restrictive magnetic energy that just wants to keep things distracted, wants to keep things from actually settling in, from being received. So, I'm calling on right now, I'm calling in this golden white vortex to clear the energy surrounding everyone on the call, to clear the energy around this new moon, to clear the energy within each and every one of us, and to clear the energy within our environment. And interesting, a tick just showed up. A tick is a bloodsucker. So it is a bug that actually can cause great damage. And so what I need to do is just tap into that energy and find out, what is that about? Okay, so it's kind of like in the bug world, it's like representing that vampire energy that just kind of sucks out all the life from things. Ooh, literally sucks out all the life from things. So, what am I going to do with it? I'm seeing that now. That needs to be taken care of. So we're going to actually go into everybody's heart. And it's kind of gross, actually, but what I'm seeing is in everybody's heart, I see a tick. And we're going to each of us go into our heart and find that tick. And we're going to make sure that we get that tick out of our hearts, including the head, so that there is no way that it can reinvest itself in our hearts. So we're taking this kick outside of ourselves and literally sending it into the void, back where it came from, and saying, thank you. We're not interested anymore. Thank you. It's time for us to feel the full force of our own blood flow in our own heart. And nothing has the right to suck from our blood anymore. Ooh, but then the earth just said, you might want to pay attention to that for yourself. So, we're calling on the earth energy to kind of harmonize that. And we're asking for forgiveness for ourselves and for humanity for being ignorant, essentially, in our own connection to our own bodies and the body of this planet. Good. That brings a lot of sadness. There's a lot of sadness over the awareness of humanity's ignorance and the abuse. And so the abuse, it's like bringing us to this place of realization of what the Native Americans and the tribes have always said, what we do to the earth, we do to ourselves. What do we do to each other, we do to ourselves. So the tick was merely a representation of what we've been doing to the earth and to ourselves. And that is the energy that must change. And so we're breathing light into that area that housed the tick before. We're thanking it and setting it free. And now I'm feeling the throat. Ah, what Debbie said about earlier about excellent speech. Yeah, Don Miguel Ruiz has been saying that for some time and others as well. But it's really about paying attention to not only the words that come out of our mouth, but especially the words that come out of our mouth, but paying attention to the thoughts that we receive, that we have, and recognizing that those thoughts come from somewhere, but we don't clearly know where they come from. So to claim them is a mistake. To work with them is a blessing. And what I mean by that is when the negative thoughts come in, we get to choose. We get to choose which ones we want to focus on. We get to choose which ones we want to actually create from. And whatever technique you use to redirect your thought is important to do right now. I'm kind of looking at, there's a diamond in front of me right now on the wall. And that is actually showing me, oh, that's beautiful, Angela, what you talked about. You feel like you've come through the fire. It's like coal coming through the fire to become a diamond. That's brilliant. So it's really, we have all been going through the fire of our own co-creation, and now it's time to come to the other side and shine. It's time to step into the light of who we are. And recognizing that the light of who we are, we get to choose and we get to decide, but it's not about swallowing our shadows anymore. It's about meeting them, greeting them, just like Rumi in the guest house. No matter who comes to the door, greet them, acknowledge them, claim them or let them go. But treat them all with respect, because they are all an aspect of us. So it's stepping into that space of loving whatever shows up. Now, loving whatever shows up doesn't mean getting hurt and loving it to the point of, okay, I'll stay here. You love it and you let it go. You visit with it and you let it go. You don't hold on to things. You let it flow. Nice. So now I see the blood in our bodies flowing like the rivers on the planet. And like our lymphatics in our bodies. Like the channels, the estuaries, all of the pathways opening up for clear, I hear clear sailing, I guess, because Norman's sitting here, all for clear sailing. So I'd like to get things moving, to tap into the essence of who we are at the elemental level, to bring our spirits. So earlier when I was reading about the I Am and the ascension, that is true, but the misunderstanding is we think we are ascending outside of our bodies, and it is exactly the opposite. We are ascending inside our bodies. It's about our bodies transitioning into a whole new structure, a whole new structure. And we don't know what that means, and I don't think it means we're going to grow 80 legs and hair outside of our eyeballs and armpits. I think it means we get lighter. We get lighter. That's all I can imagine. We get lighter. So we're stepping into our light bodies, and I'm trusting that whatever that is, I'm going to love it. And I'm trusting that whatever that is, you're going to love it. Because I know that we're here purposefully, and I know that we've come together for a reason. So I see that working in the bloodstream more. Like it feels like the blood plasma, the molecules, the proteins, I see things starting to move. It looks like an ebb and flow. And there have been blockages. And now it's time with the ebb and flow that things just, the blockages begin to dissolve. They just begin to leave because they don't feel held by us anymore. I think you probably heard me say before, that which we hold hostage, that which holds us hostage, we're holding hostage too. So it's a mutual freeing. It's a mutual parting of ways and recognizing that we'll meet again. But I get to choose this time. And knowing that I chose last time by not recognizing that I could choose. Uh-huh. I love it. So songs go through my head every now and then. I'm hearing this old song, "What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love." But the song says, it's the only thing that there's just too little of, but that's not true. What there's too little of is too little recognition of the love. It's always here. It's always calling. It's always saying, I am here. Turn around. I am here. See my face. And that's a dimensional shift as well. Part of what I started reading to you, she's talking about we're in the fifth dimension now. And I actually think we're beyond the fifth dimension, but this is what we're actually capable of recognizing right now, which is a big step in humanity, that we're actually able to recognize that we are, many of us are able to recognize that we are in a different dimension. I'm going to say to you that we're always floating through dimensions. Just notice which one you're floating through at any given moment and choose. Does this feel good? Or do I need to move over here a little bit? I started to go to the throat earlier and got distracted. So the throat. I think what I said earlier about swallowing our feelings, swallowing our voice. several people have mentioned that they have trouble with swallowing and things getting stuck in their throat. It feels like there are multiple things going on, and it feels like part of it is that congestion in the body of where we're actually trying so hard to ascend that we've reversed our flow. Instead of calling our souls and our lives and our spirits into our bodies, we're trying to bring ourselves out of our bodies, and so we literally have reversed our flows, reversed our polarities. So it's about bringing our polarities back into alignment and allowing our polarities to, they're not static, because as we move through the earth is moving as well. And as we fly to different locations, as we move to different places, as we prepare ourselves to move, which many of us, in fact, everybody on this call is in a transitional state. Everybody is in a process of transitioning, so you have one foot in somewhere unknown. I didn't say out. In and in. You're in and in. You're in and in this life. You just don't know where you are in yet. And so it feels like there is not just a resetting. Debbie said earlier, resetting of the sleep cycle, and that's important, and I think that's part of this. It's a resetting of our polarities so that as we walk with this earth, as we dance with this earth, as we live with this earth, not even on this earth, with this earth, as we live together, we are starting to harmonize with our true vibrations, our true frequencies, and tapping into the true vibrations and the true frequencies of the earth, not the wounded earth that we've imagined and created in our own mind and that we are walking on right now. It's tapping into our true vibrations, our true frequency, as well as the earth, and harmonizing as we step. That's the image of like Avatar when you walk and the world kind of lights up as you step. It's stepping into that light space and allowing yourself to flow in it and allowing it to flow in you. And tapping into the thrill of the wonderment instead of the fear of death. The reason so many of us have the fear of death is because in Osho's, in many of the guru's words, we have been walking in death consciousness. And that's been heavy, and that's been hard, and that's been dark. And that's made us afraid of our own shadows. And our shadows just want to come out and play. So as we step into living consciousness, being alive consciousness, we become more vibrant. Our vibrations lift, our bodies lighten, our hearts lighten, our minds soften, our nervous system quiet. Our blood and fluids flow, and our kidneys fill up. Everybody's got depleted kidneys and adrenals. It's about, let's fill up our tanks. So let's not fill it up with the old stuff. Let's not put toxic chemicals in our kidneys. Let's light it up from the inside out. Let's bring our true essence, our true chi, our true energy to light and to life. Nice. Still holding on to the throat. It's almost like I'm holding this energy down because it feels like it just wants to kind of regurgitate back up. It does. And I'm reminding it, no, that's not the right flow. Let me rephrase that. That's not the most helpful flow. Okay, so now we have to work with the lungs. and the skin and the alimentary canal. And breath. I hear breathe. Take in the essence of life that you are. And let it settle into the membrane of every cell of your body so that you feel blissful and peaceful at the same time. I have goosebumps galore, and it's not because the air conditioner's on. It's just bringing that essence of bliss into your body, alive in the body. And it feels like it's coming through the crown, and it's kind of stuck at the throat. We need to bring it down through the heart. And not just through the heart. Actually, it feels like it's stuck just below the throat at the heart and not quite in the heart. So I'm asking, what do we need to do to bring it down? And it's starting to move. There was a fear blocking it because the very word down brings to the brain this thought process of, no, I don't want to be down. I don't want to be stuck. I don't want to be grounded. I don't want to be grounded. Oof. And yet, if we're not grounded, so that's working on, now we're working on the grounding, the root chakras, the soles of the feet, kidney one, all of the chakras in the feet, and bringing them down and connecting to them to the earth and to the core of the earth. And to chakra 10, which is the grounding chakra, and it's like a ground wire. It's like, many of us have tapped into a lot of different gifts as we are awakening. And we tap into these gifts, but we feel like we're flailing and we feel like we're being tossed all over the place. And well, I described it earlier. You all know how you've been feeling. So it's really about grounding it. Not grounding it so that you can't move, but grounding it so that you can. Grounding it so that the electromagnetic field that runs through your body and through your field has enough juice and has enough flow, enough juice and enough flow. Because what's happened a lot of times is many of us have had plenty of juice but not enough flow, and we've fried our circuit. And plenty of us have had no flow and no juice. So it's bringing in plenty of flow and plenty of juice and grounding it into the earth, not from a place of using the earth, but from a place of loving the earth and thanking the earth and sharing, partnering with the earth. And then we're going into Native American, Mother Earth, Father Sky. So it's like partnering with heaven and earth, opening up those vertical channels to clear the pathways. And this is where I see the spiraling coming down through the vertical channels. And it's spiraling down through the crown, down through the body, and into the earth. And then I see a similar spiral going the opposite direction, from the earth, through the feet, and up through the body, and they're doing this simultaneously. So it's this beautiful, beautiful flow. And stagnation, if it happens, is only momentary, and it just kind of moves through that stagnation. Nice. Now I feel a bladder, fear, and the nervous system. Okay, so there's something more we need to do with the nervous system and the reproductive system and the sexual chakra and the root chakra. We need to align the yin and yang chakra. We need to align the crown with, we need to link the crown with the root, the brow with the sexual, the mouth with the navel, the throat with the solar plexus, and the heart with all of them. And then we move into the minor. So this is like a major opening. And it's like a get acquainted. It's not even a reconnection. It's a new connection. It's a new connection, a new way of being to realize and to actualize and allow a new way of being and even a new body. That's taken me to the senses and still the throat. There's still something in the throat. The throat seems to be a really choking spot. And I actually see right now, as I said that, I see somebody's hands like choking around somebody's neck. So it's like taking those hands away and stepping out of that energy, stepping out of that field. It's almost like we have on some level, we have past life issues, we have current life issues. It's really on some level we have allowed others to choke off our ability to express who we really are, and we have been doing it to ourselves. So it's like literally removing our own hand from around our own throat. And then I see us all stepping into a pool of light. It's like this beautiful ritual. We're all stepping into this pool of light. And as we step into this pool of light, it's like our masks dissolve. And as they dissolve, we see more clearly, we feel more clearly, we think more clearly. We think clearly for the first time, actually, because most of what we call thinking is regurgitating. So we begin to think more creatively, more constructively, instead of more destructively, and more constructively, but not from a place of limitations. Not from a place of stepping out of one box and creating another box for ourselves. This has been my keynote for a long time. There is no box. No box. So, stepping into this pool of light that becomes a river of light, and I love it. It's like this magical, beautiful fantasy kind of ride I'm seeing now. So we all step into this river of light, and it's like we are lifted up almost on like a beautiful flower, leaf, petal, pod, and we're riding the current, the pond, the pool becomes the lake, the pond becomes a pool, or the pool becomes a pond, becomes a lake, and then we're on these pods or these leaves, and we're all floating into the rivers, our individual streams, And we're all happy about this because we all know we're stepping into and riding the current of our own individual streams. And we all know that we're going to meet again in another estuary. And we all know that we're all part of this giant ocean of life. And yet, we're on our own stream. And it's joyful and it's beautiful. And it's lightning. Nice. And I feel that all being downloaded right now into each of us. As apparently the major fireworks are going on. So, just taking all of that in. Then I'm just going to let this all keep settling in while the major fireworks are going off. Because what we're doing is we're learning to be in our flow, in our streams, in our rhythm, no matter the distractions about us. And in a way, it's a celebration. It's an announcement to the universe, to God, to our source that says, I am ready, I am willing, and I am able. I am here now. I am ready to shine. I am embodying the essence of light and love and source that I am. And that, my dears, is the end of the session. I'm going to unmute everybody. Wow.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. I look forward to hearing how everybody's stream is flowing, so keep in touch on the page, if you will.
Thank you, Deb.
You're welcome.
Always best to go out with a bang.
Yes. That's true.
Happy 4th and good night.
Happy 4th and good night to you, too.
Good night.
And may the 4th be with you. Norman just said that. And may the 4th be with you.
Love it. Have a safe journey. And
thank
enjoy.
You.
And with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Safe travel.
Oh, you too.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I said you too. Well, safe travel wherever you're going.
Don't touch your face, remember?
Oh, stop that. I'm just going to smear my hands all over my face just because of that. All right.
Thanks again, Deb. Good night.
You're welcome. Love you guys. Good night. Bye.
Thank Goodbye. You, Deb. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.